Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. We don't have a 900 number, by the way. There's an article about 1-900 sex fetish phone services.
Weren't those like sex numbers back in the day?
And it's a whole thing, and it's, I guess, a documentary about how they changed America back in the 70s, 80s, 90s.
They don't still exist now.
I don't think so.
With all the porn that is...
Well, they were more than that, but you don't need sports scores, you don't need the weather, and you don't need the time. All of that's on your phone. And then the 976... For example, we had 1-900-976-6969, and do you need those sex calls? I mean, maybe you do, but there's free porn everywhere.
Right.
So I feel like they would have gone out of business. But it just reminds me, like, when I was in college in the 80s, our radio station phone dialed 1-900 numbers. They didn't have them locked out. This
right.
is before you locked out numbers, before anybody thought to do anything like that.
Right.
And we, for a year, it had to be, we had total access to 976 numbers, which are the same as what they call 900 numbers. And you could get the time and the weather and the sports, which was useful for doing things on the radio. And then there were the sex calls.
Right.
And they had... A year later, they find, and the station manager was pissed. He's like, "What's going on? You guys wasting time and so much money." But it took the college a year to figure out that it was in the bill all the time.
Right.
Because, you know, it's a college and there's money everywhere.
Right.
They didn't have any idea.
Right.
So there's this whole, a documentary or something is coming out soon. And it's all about that whole business and how the guys made tens of millions of dollars. This one guy who thought of, hey, these guys want to press one for redheads, press two for big boobs, press three for whatever.
Right.
And he came up with that. It was called, the company was called ATN. He came up with the whole thing and made tens of millions of dollars on every $4 and $5 call. And they went on. He goes, "I make money while I sleep." And it would happen millions of dollars in calls on a Friday night.
I remember.
That's crazy.
I remember as a kid, I would call the numbers and then stop. When it was like when the real money was going to kick in, when it was going to be like press three, you know, the charges are $1.50 per minute and blah, blah,
right.
blah. And I would just hear somebody talking sultry and dirty, whatever the hell it was, and it was recorded. But the minute it was going to cost me money, I'd hang up until that one time I didn't. And my father got the phone bill and he's like in the kitchen, like he wants to yell at me. He wants to kick my ass, but he can't keep a straight face.
Yep.
I'm like, "Dad, I just thought it was funny." He's like, "Yeah, okay."
Apparently, those longer versions, because in the beginning, they started with like 60-second messages because it was answering machines, and it wasn't as
right.
sophisticated as press one for this and press two for that.
Right.
It was more you just call the number, you got what you got, and that was it. It was a new message probably every few hours or something to keep people coming back. And then the 1-900s, they spread out a lot more into all these other numbers, 1-900 big T's and all these different things they would advertise.
Correct.
And this guy was making money on every single one of them. And during Hurricane Andrew in South Florida, they had a story where it knocked out the power in 92. And they noticed that across the street, houses had some power. And they ran extension cords from their warehouse with all of their computers in it and all the 900 numbers over to people's houses and paid them hundreds of dollars just so they could plug into their house and run their machines and get the money machine churning again with the phone calls.
No way.
Yeah, it's a pretty good story. I don't know. It looks pretty interesting. I think I'd want to watch it and see. Oh, 1-900 hot sluts. That's another good one.
And then, well, that was the whole thing. You could
so
just
great.
Put in like 976 and then
just start guessing
any,
the numbers.
Just words. Anything that had to do with sex, it would connect.
Yeah.
You know,
6969 and 6868 were two that I remember, just the numbers.
Right.
Were fine.
If you put 976 T's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put that in there, it would be there. Boobs, whatever. Whatever you wanted to, if you put a sexual word in there,
right,
it connected.
1-900 hot lady is here. And then they went to the part where it became personal and intimate. 1-900-230 live.
You know what?
And you'd get a live person instead of these pre-recorded things.
You know what really destroyed it for me?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to laugh. You know what is it?
Cyndi Lauper video?
No.
Oh.
Aerosmith video.
Oh, Aerosmith video. I was trying to remember the one that had the old lady in it.
When she's just.
For Sweet Emotion.
Right. It sounds all hot and it's all sexy. And at the end of the video, it's some big fat woman like holding a baby ironing. And I'm like, oh.
It's funny. That's my picture.
Totally
I put it in the wrong video.
What it is.
You know it.
That's totally what it is.
Bobby's on line one. Hey, Bobby. Roger JP. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Love the show. How you doing?
Hey.
Good.
Yeah, my buddy and I were just talking about this a couple of days ago because in 1993 we'd go to the payphone and call the numbers, and one of them was "Eat, see you next Tuesday," and the same message from 35 years ago is still there. We called it like 3 days ago.
No, it's not.
It's still there. Call 1-800. What I just said.
Yeah,
and she'll say the same message. All you can eat. We're laughing so hard. So.
And does it say to you? Is it free in the beginning, and then it leads you to more?
Right after she says "all you can eat," she says, "put your credit card in," and then you hang up. You know,
right?
Got it.
That's what I did when I was a kid.
But you can see it's still there.
And at that age, when you're 13,
same
12,
message, 13, same right. outgoing message.
And when you're 12, 13, 14 years old, all you need is that beginning message where she's talking all sexy, and you can hang up after that, and you'll be at the finish line in no time.
Boy, was it! Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Later, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Ah, the good old days. Wow. When I found my son using porn or looking at porn.
Ah, that's different.
I found him looking. Well, is it?
Looking at it, using it. I don't know.
Well,
what point you call
I'm
that.
Sure he was using it. You know what's funny? And then I never put two and two together. Like, I never made the comparison. But when I got caught by my father with the phone sex lines, I was like, I just thought it was funny. And then when I found out Joseph was looking at porn, he's like, it's just funny. And I never even put the two together until just now.
Wow. I guess it's that age where that's maybe either the excuse you use or you actually think it's funny.
Right.
Brian just sent us the number, 1-900 Monica's mom. That's funny.
That's funny.
What a number. Boy, that makes money.
She's not here to defend herself. No. So we can't.
Oh, she would totally say that.
I know.
I would think.
I know.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But there are certain women, especially DJs,
mm-hmm.
like women, that if they wanted to go into phone sex,
oh,
Robin.
Sure
this woman,
oh,
this
yeah.
woman Robin that we used to
Rock
work with.
Rough.
If she decided to go to phone sex, she can make 10 times the amount of money she makes now.
Yeah, she's got that voice.
Yeah, she does.
Whew. Just like silky smooth velvet.
Oh, sex, it just drips sex.
It does.
And she doesn't try to, and that's just her voice.
Right, and she could turn it on even more, and that would totally work. Totally work. And she could sit home in sweatpants. And
Brett, what is it? Is it 95.9 The Rat? Is that what it is in New Jersey?
I believe so, yeah.
Jersey Shore?
Yeah. The Rat.
The Rat. The rocker is in. Rockin' Robin Lane.
Yeah. She's the best. What a voice on that woman.
She's great.
Woo. Since she was a kid, like 21, she had that voice. And she's had it ever since. Probably 50 by now, I guess.
I remember going on our way to a radio station event. I was still doing promotions. But for some reason, I wasn't driving. Somebody else from promotions was driving, and she was in, and Rocker was in the front, and I was in the back, and I lit up a joint on the way to gig. She lost her mind on me. I'm like, seriously?
Oh.
Like, I know you. Like, I know you're not new to this, you know?
Yeah.
And that was it, so I put it out. I was so mad.
Mm. By the way, one of the inside things on those 900 numbers, I don't know if you know this when you were making the calls, but they got... hit by, like, when it became very popular, government agencies started looking at them, and religious groups were rallying against phone sex operations and stuff.
Right.
So they had to make sure the 900 sex calls were clean. So they would describe sucking a hard lollipop and licking actual juicy peaches.
That happened?
Like, yes.
Like the PMRC got their hands on phone
sex?
I
don't know if it's PMRC, but yeah, the government agencies and the religious groups began rallying, it said. So they would actually just... talk about sucking lollipops instead of being too blatant about it.
Right.
And that was the beginning of the end.
I wonder if those phone sex operators, like the guy you were talking about before that made, what, tens of millions of dollars, right? Yeah. Was he ready for internet porn? Like, did he
nope.
did he make the shift, or did his whole business just get robbed right out from under him.
No. They said they dissolved in 2003. So they made it to 2003, which is pretty amazing. It said making people pay for old-fashioned phone calls, you couldn't keep up with the free porn on the internet.
Right.
It's really what it comes down to. So they went for quite a while, because those phone systems, they press one, press two type things, so they lasted a while.
They were like Blockbuster Video before Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
You know? When all
but
of
they
sudden,
had a longer tail before they
when all of a sudden the
down.
World caught up to them and they just got completely, they just weren't ready for it and completely knocked out of business.
Exactly right. 1-900 horny dads.
All right.
Oh, those are great. That's great. Well,
put it in.
1-900, put it in.
Tens of millions of dollars and made money while he slept.
I mean, he had a helicopter. He had a mansion. He had everything. And the guy who wrote the computer program was making millions of dollars, but he was the guy with the idea and the whole beginning of it who hired the computer guy. He made tens of millions, and these guys were floating in money.
It reminds me of the dude that was doing the Girls Gone Wild videos. Joe Francis or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then he got all weird. Something happened with him.
Yeah, didn't he go to jail for a little while? Right?
Did he go to jail?
I
remember.
I believe so.
I think so, though, and he was another one. Like, the VHS went away.
Right.
And I don't think he ever came back from that.
Wow. It's so easy to just go to DVD. Again, I'm surprised they didn't do that.
No, they did. They had it on DVD, I believe.
They did have it on DVD.
Mm-hmm. Might have had its time, too.
But then it also, you know, porn became a very, very big thing on the internet. And it's like, why am I going to give you $29.99 for a new DVD when I can get everything for free and I can actually see everything?
Right. And Girls Gone Wild is the same thing over and over every time you put the DVD in.
Woo!
And you're right. It's just flashing boobs.
Woo!
If that's it.
You know, sometimes Mardi less. Gras! Fantasy Fest, woo!
Those used to be the greatest infomercials ever. Because they were like, just at the time, I think we just thought they were long commercials. We were like,
Roll
don't
Tide.
Turn this off.
Woo!
The girls of the Southeast Conference.
Right. This is right.
There you go.
The hottest girls. All in one place.
Wearing those dumb 80s-ish sunglasses. Like glow-in-the-dark pink on the sides. Dumb guy's getting in the way. Oh,
right? Yeah.
The girl's pixelated or whatever they did to him at the time.
I owned it. I did.
You
he
did.
Got me at 2 o'clock in the morning. I ordered it. Then you couldn't stop him from showing up.
Yeah, how'd he get out of that?
I forgot what I ended up having to do. Yeah.
Oh, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Good times.
Oh, there you go.
Fantasy wrecker. Didn't the song come out like 20 years before, and all of a sudden it bounced back from out of nowhere?
Yeah, it had a resurgence in the
90s. Was it in a movie or something? Was it in Wayne's World?
When the greatest hits came out, there was a different version that was on that I think also helped.
And they re-released it?
And that was like 7-8 years later. And then after that, I think it even had another time. But that's the one I remember because I had the greatest hits in high school, and it was a different version than the album.
Yeah. I remember when this thing came out, and the video was like hot at first, and you're like, you guys are dicks. You wrecked everything. You had it.
Well, Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
She was wearing that little black cocktail dress.
Dead guy in the envelope coming up at 12:15, where you try to guess who the celebrity is. His name is in the envelope, but a lot more before that. Be right back.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.